Welcome to the snooze button. Hey, I'm Brittany of Brittany, She, and Sleep. I've got 99 problems, but my kid sleeping isn't one.
Hi, guys. This is our long-anticipated Delaney Doodle potty training story. So for those of you who may not be aware, in addition to being a sleep consultant, which is for sure my bread and butter, within the last year, I've also received certification in potty training and take on clients for potty stuff as well. So obviously, I needed to share the story of what I did 2 weeks ago, which was potty train my youngest of three children. So I asked you guys on Instagram to share questions and things you wanted me to cover in this podcast episode. And the questions were so similar across the board, and a lot of them didn't necessarily have to do with what I'm going to talk about today, that it actually incentivized me to make a shift in what I'm offering for my potty training services. So I'm just gonna touch on that very quickly. This will be available either later today or tomorrow. So by the time you're listening to this, it's probably available. But I really have come to understand in the last year of offering these potty services that there's really groups of people who need, you know, similar to my courses, it's like they don't necessarily need to talk to me at all. They just need the information. And then there's people with really serious stuff going on that need like a lot of TLC. So I'm basically going to be revising my services for potty training to cater to that more. Because what I offer now is two of the three options are very like middle of the road, like custom plan with like one or two calls, and then just the baseline course information with a call. And some people just don't need that. And then the people who really need help like need a little bit more than the one I offer now as my top tier. So look out for those changes coming very soon. Okay, so let's talk about Delaney. So one of the biggest questions that everyone asked when I posted that question box was timing. So Delaney's my third child. I started potty training them all at roughly the same age. So for her, it was 32 months. For the boys, both of my big boys, who are now almost six and, almost seven and almost five, which blows my mind, they were 33 months. So there isn't like a magic age that every child is ready, but there is some data to support between 30 and 35 months is kind of the ideal window. And I will say truthfully that most of the challenging situations I encounter outside of, you know, there's plenty of reasons why things are difficult for certain kids, but oftentimes it has to do with starting too early or too late. It's like a just turned two-year-old or like an almost four-year-old, like a three and a half, four-year-old. And that is the reality, is like there are time frames where either the child is just a little bit too young to fully grasp it and to have like the motor and communication skills to make it successful. And on the flip side, kids who we waited so long that there's like a little bit of anxiety coming along with it, and things like that. So that's like addressing kind of the first question that came up. But let's talk about Delaney specifically. So like I said, 32 months when we started the process. So I am of the mind, and this is not a right or wrong. There are people, I have friends who successfully do kind of a slow, like, let's see how you feel, use the potty when you want. And it's kind of like very low pressure, low whatever, kind of we do it over the course of a few months. That's just not my personality. My personality is like, you're not potty trained or you are. I personally find like that's more clear and clean for kids too, but I will be honest when I say that for people who do it the other way, like it can work that way too. You don't have to do the method and kind of the way I do it, but that's what I choose to do, is like kind of a black and white. So for Delaney, we there was no prep for this. Now the only prep I did was purchasing products ahead of time. So this is going to be one of the things I'll be offering in the newly revamped potty services I offer, is basically like a really nice PDF that has like everything you could possibly need for the potty training process. Seat recommendations, travel things, my favorite underwear brands, all the things. So that was really it. It was buying the products to prep. And talking about it occasionally, I didn't want it to be like a complete shock and surprise that she was going to be using the potty, but I didn't want to like make it anxiety provoking either. So even like 2 or 3 months ago, I would say things like, Delaney, one day you're going to be a big girl and go poopy and pee-pee on the potty, right? She'd go, well, yeah, I'm going to. And, you know, she was always like, I'm going to go pee-pee and poopy on the potty, you know, very soon, and things like that. But I didn't like ask her if she wanted to. And this is something I talk to my sleep clients about too. Like there are certain things that if you genuinely want their opinion, for sure ask them. If you're like, do you want to have Cheerios or yogurt for breakfast, if you genuinely want their opinion, go for it. But saying something like, do you want to be a big girl and go on the potty? Like, that's not actually up for debate. Like, at some point you're going to have to do that, right? So I was very careful not to be like, do you want to? More like, you're going to do great one day when you're a big girl pretty soon, things like that. So I also did remind her within the week leading up, like I talked a tiny bit more about it. Again, very low pressure, not like it's coming tomorrow, but being more like, you're such a big girl. I think you're almost ready. We're going to get you some underwear, you know, and she was like, okay, you know, like kind of into the idea. So I, for my kids, I've done this with all three of them and for her included. I waited for a weekend where we didn't have a ton going on. Like literally the only like major thing we had was my oldest son's baseball game. And I was like, I just won't attend because I'm going to be potty training. But we didn't have like things where I was going to get a babysitter, most importantly. I didn't want to like, you know, put a teenage babysitter through like day one of potty training. That doesn't sound very good. Anything like that. So I waited for a weekend where that was the case. And I will say the other thing I have been conscious of with my kids, and this is, again, dependent on the situation for every family, but for our family, all of my kids are, so the boys were born in May, my daughter was born in August. All of them are eligible for preschool, the preschool that I want them to attend when they are three, right? And at that school, they need to be fully potty trained. So from my perspective, I wanted to do it well in advance of the actual start date because I know, and of course I know very much even more so now with my third kid and this being a part of my job, that it's very normal for there to be blips in this process that are not immediately after you potty train, right? So I anticipate that down the road, you know, 2 or 3 months from now, Delaney might have a day or two where she has a few accidents. That's to be expected. Does it always happen? No, but it's extremely common and extremely normal. So what I didn't want to do and what I would urge clients not to do is, you know, if you have to be potty trained by Labor Day for school, to be like, we'll do it at the beginning of August. Like, will it be much better by the time you start? Absolutely. But it's also very likely that then you're going to be in a situation where in October or November, whatever, who knows what exactly it would be, that there's like a little bit of a blip. And just to avoid stressing you out, I think it's better to try to get that initial setback out of the way if it's going to happen before you're in a, you know, you're in a situation where the school wants you to hold, you know, keep the kids home from school. I've had a lot of friends that had that experience. I had it briefly with Teddy when he started preschool. So, okay. Anyway, back to Delaney. So we started on a Saturday. And like I said, the only big deadline we had was school in September. So she was excited initially. So we did, you know, like a naked method, which again, you'll learn more about my services, but where, you know, she was wearing a shirt, but like, you know, no pants. And we're just going to learn to listen to our body and figure out how to get to the potty in time, understand that sensation, all that good stuff. She was excited, but then she did start to cry a little bit and kind of get teary and was nervous. And I don't want to go pee pee poopy and potty, which I totally expected. Like she went and sat on her little chair, like her stool at breakfast and just started crying. And I just was very, very low pressure about it. And I just rubbed her back and I said, no worries. Whenever you feel the pee pee or poopy coming, you can just let me know. No pressure. Don't worry. Like I didn't say like, you're going to do it. I didn't aggressively prompt her. I was very, very casual about it and just, you know, like definitely validated and addressed that she seemed nervous, but I didn't directly say something like, do you not want to go on the potty? Or like, why are you sad? I was just there for her, giving her hugs and saying, it's your choice whenever you're ready. Like, you just let me know. Like, not as in you cannot do it today, but I basically was like, I'm not backing down on us doing this, but I'm not going to like make you feel like this will be very stressful. So that was a big piece of it. And what I ended up deciding to do was to have her be outside. It was a nice day, thank God. So I had our little baby Bjorn travel potty. I went with her brother Baker, who is 4 and a half. And the three of us, well, my older son and husband were at baseball. We went to the front yard. We were playing with chalk. I had pre-gotten. That's not proper English. I had purchased, previous to this day, some bubbles and like just some chalk and like stuff to play with. So we were in the front yard hanging out. And she initially started peeing. And I said, oh, pee-pee goes in the potty. And just grabbed her and put her right on the potty. And she did finish. And I was like, wow, look at you, Delaney. Amazing. Great job on the potty. Whatever, right? And she was excited. She was excited that she saw it. She was excited to go dump it. And then she did that day, of course, and this is classic mistake. And I beat my clients over the head with this. I say when you're in those early days of potty training, you have to almost treat your child like they're in a pool and they don't know how to swim, right? If you had a child who doesn't know how to swim in a pool, you wouldn't be like, I'm just going to go like, you know, make a phone call, see you guys in a few, I'm sure you'll be fine. You would be like, hey, Bob, you know, go watch her or him, right? It's a serious thing. And it's the same with potty training, because you look away for 1 second, that could be the one time that they have to go and you didn't catch it. And now we've missed an opportunity to talk to them about it, put them on the potty, et cetera. And that is exactly what happened. I can't remember what I needed. It was like somebody wanted a water bottle or a snack or something. And I ran inside and I came back out and she was actively just standing there and the poop was just coming out. She was just pooping on the floor outside. I said, oops, poopy goes in the potty. And, you know, it was like, damn it, Brittany, in my head. But didn't make a big deal about it. I asked her if she needed to go anymore. Nope. That, and she typically does poop once a day. So I obviously just put that in the toilet. And after that, she didn't use the mini potty really after about the first 3 days, but she was great. She has had, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 accidents total since then, but she goes on her mini potty initially and now goes on the big toilet, and she does not need to be prompted anymore. She tells us every time she has to go. And she'll say, I feel poopy coming, or I feel pee-pee coming, and she will go on her little potty. She's in her underwear. We did underwear. First I did underwear the first day because I got cocky. And I did this with sleep with her too. And it's like, I don't know why I have this psychosis where I'm like, this is my job. So obviously my child is going to be slightly more advanced than everyone. That doesn't logically make sense. I tried to take Delaney out of the swaddle when the day she turned 9 weeks, even though I don't typically tell my clients to do that until 10 weeks. And she did not like it. And after, you know, a few minutes, I was like, why are you doing this, Brittany? Like, you wouldn't have told a client to do this for another week. Just do it at 10 weeks. So I did. I put her back in her little love to dream and waited until she was 10 weeks. And I did the same thing with this. So I put her in underwear at the end of that Saturday, because she, after those initial 2 accidents, she was going to the potty every time. And I thought, wow, she's just so advanced. Put her in underwear. And like 20 minutes later, she said, uh-oh, I'm going pee-pee. We didn't make it to the potty in time. And I thought, there you go again, Brittany. Stop doing this. So I said, it's okay. We'll just put on underwear when we're not having accidents. And she was fine with that. So we ended up waiting until Tuesday. So it was day 4 that we started using underwear. So here is what I will say. The biggest difference in my experience, and we're only about 2 weeks out, right? So she's great. Like, she pooped this morning in the potty. She peed in the potty. She's doing awesome. Does great with our nanny, etc. The biggest difference in my potty training experience with her, and especially Teddy, I was much better with Baker. I learned the hard way with my son, poor guy. Classic firstborn situation, was the amount of pressure. Potty training is stressful. It's just, it is. Like, there's no way around it. It's a stressful thing. And not every kid, like, you could have given me 20 kids that same Saturday morning and I would have had 20 unique experiences potty training them. So it is not to say that how easy Delaney was is like all because of me. A lot of it has to do with who she is as a person. It has to do with how old she is. And it has to do with the fact that she's a girl to a degree. That's just factually, potty training is typically a little bit harder for boys, not always. I definitely have plenty of girl clients who have struggles, and I know plenty of boys where it was very easy. I mean, frankly, with Baker, it was pretty seamless. But those are all factors, right? Like, there's a million factors that go into this. But the biggest difference in what I contributed to the equation was the amount of pressure that I put on myself to accomplish it, and thus her. Because with Teddy, I was so nervous about it. And he was a great sleeper, great eater, had all the things. And I was like, he has to be good at this. And, you know, I was just nervous. And I was good about the things I don't believe in, which is like stickers and rewards and punishments and all that stuff. But it was just the verbal pressure being like, oh no, another accident. Like, please don't do that. Like, you know, I clearly was anxious about the situation. And thus it made him anxious. And that is probably, for my clients, like the biggest difference when they come to me and we work together after they've had some bad experiences with potty training. It usually comes down to that pressure. That's one of the big things. So that was the biggest difference. Like I said, regressions are going to happen. I'm not going to panic about it. I don't want you to panic about it, okay? And the other big thing that I'm going to address in a multi-page, very detailed PDF course guidelines in my potty services is, we're not even remotely thinking about night training right now, okay? Night training is not something you train, like night potty, right? You cannot train somebody's body to wake up when they have to pee or poop. That is something that happens when your brain is ready for it. Sure, there's like little things you can do to make it easier, And there are, I'll talk about it, considerations you would have for an older kid that still is waking up with a very wet pull-up. But I want to, for anyone listening who's panicking about this, please release that. The age range at which kids naturally are ready for that can be anywhere from 2 to 7, truly. So if you have a 4 or 5-year-old who still has a wet pull-up occasionally or always, I don't want you to freak out and think something's wrong with them, because nothing is wrong with them. That's just who they are. Okay. So I hope that was interesting and informative. And like I said, be looking out for the revamped potty services. And my potty services are available right now. Like, you can purchase them anytime. There's just going to be some new stuff coming within the next day or so. All right. Love you guys. Happy potty training.
Loving the snooze button? Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And please leave a review. I will read it and internalize it. So make sure it's very glowing. If you're interested in working with me or learning more about my courses, head to brittanysheehan.com or follow me on Instagram @brittanysheehansleep.